Monday night. So the Ran proves, it's just technical proofs, it's just mathematical proofs. There's no big lumbus here, the Chayra, there's no big... You're just giving mathematical proofs that you find Shavuos without Shem HaShem, without using Shem HaShem. Without using it. That seems to be the Shaila, whether they have to use it or not. We're going to go into it deeper now, what is involved in using it. We said conceptually it's always with Shem HaShem. The Shaila is if you have to actually use it. Ironically, maybe you don't have to use it because it's embedded in the very concept, so you don't have to use it. So we'll see. Now, as we learn through the Ran. Again, you gotta learn the terms, it's good to know. Shvua Shav, we know what it means already. It's a personal, private shvua that someone made about something that's impossible to do. It's Shav, it's in vain, purposeless. You didn't accomplish anything. You didn't prove that anything's true or not true. Whatever, 2 and 2 is 4, 2 and 2 is 5. That's all Shvua Shav. Sheker, we know. Shvua's Bitui is the name we give for Shvua that I will do something or that I won't do something. We call that Shvua's Bitui from the Pasuk. That's the word Bitui. He expresses a Shvua. Then there are special kinds of Shvuas. The Shvuas Hadayonim, which means a Shvua that's administered by the Beis Din. And we know them, Modi B'Miktsas, or Shvuas HaShomrim. There's certain shvuas which are obligatory in terms of a din Torah between two people, and that's called shvuas hadayonim. Then there's shvuas hapikadon, which is it's really a shvuas bitui, but it's a particular kind of one. It has a story behind it. There's two people. There's a taina of money, and you swear, and the defendant swears that he does not owe the plaintiff money. And then later on, whenever it is, he admits he lied. So that has a special parsha in the Torah. He has to pay the guy back the money he owes him, obviously. He has to add a fifth. He has to bring a special korban called Asham Gezelos. So that's called Shvuos HaPikadon. And it has a special scenario. In other words, I can go up to you and I can say, hey, you owe me money. Okay, I swear I don't. I don't know if that's not Shvuos HaPikadon. Shvuos HaPikadon is a Beis Din, where I hold you at the Beis Din. It has a whole story. It's a legalism. It's not that I happen to swear a Shvuos Bitui about money. I could have sworn a Shvuos Bitui I'm going to eat this kikar, or that I went to the store yesterday. And instead, I swore that I don't owe you money. It's a formal, legalistic type of shvua called Shvuos HaPikadon. Same with Shvuos HaEidus, where I go over to two people and I say, you know, you could save me money or gain me money by testifying that someone owes me money. And they say, we don't know HaEidus, and they swear. That's Shvuos HaEidus. So the Gemara in Shvuos happens to say, and learns out from a pasuk, the Shvuos Eidus Bo Yashem. You learn it out from Sota, because the word Ola, which is a curse, is used by both. The Alfinan Hasam Ola Ola Misota. So it needs Shem Hashem. So Shvuos Eidus needs Shem Hashem, apparently. We were talking about all Shvuos. The Ran found the Gemara that seems to say, pretty openly, that Shvuos HaEidus at least requires Shem HaShem. Obviously, the Ran's kasha on himself means to extrapolate. I have a kasha that I'll ask you. I don't have a teretz. I had this kasha since I learned it over there by Jerusalem. If you remember, we said Nedarim Ne'emarim B'chol Lashon. Nedarim can be said in any language. And if you remember, we said that there doesn't seem to be a pasuk to that effect. And if you remember, we said it doesn't need a pasuk. It's a svara. You can make a nether in any language. we said, wait a second, there's Shavuos, there's a list in Sota, in Masechet Sota, there's a list in Mishnayos of things that can be said in any language. So they learned out, so why doesn't it have Neder on the list? The answer is they only have on the list what's learned out from a Pasuk. Neder is like so posh that it can be said in any language, so you don't have to learn it out from a Pasuk. But Shavuos Ha'edus is on the list in Masechet Sota. Perek Ve'elu Ne'morim B'chol Lashon. So Shavuos Ha'edus is on the list. You learn out from a Pasuk that it can be said in any language. So what do we say then? Why should that need a Pasuk if Neder doesn't? So we said because since it's a legal scenario, a very particular one with a lot of rules and regulations, and if you don't meet all the requirements, then it's not a Shavuos. It's not a Shavuos Ha'edus. So maybe it has to be Hebrew. It's a formula, so maybe it has to be Hebrew. It doesn't fit the formula, so you need a pasuk that is Nemara B'chalosh, right? That you, but Neder doesn't need it. So now, if that teretz is true, what? Shavuos Bitui does not need a pasuk. Yeah.
So that would be a
right one, like I said. Yeah. Nowhere in Shas do you find that Shavuos Bitui needs a pasuk that you can say it in any language. So now my kasha is, if the teretz is true, that Shavuos Ha'edus and Shavuos HaPikadon have specific formulae, and that's why you need a pasuk that you don't have to say it in Hebrew, because maybe the formula includes that it should be said in Hebrew. So then what's the Ran's kasha? Maybe the formula includes Shem Hashem. In other words, if there's a special way to say it to such a degree that you need a pasuk that you can say it in a different language, not African Hebrew, right? And Neder and Shavuah regular does not need a pasuk. So the answer seems to be, unless you come up with a different answer, the answer seems to be that Shavuos Ha'edus, Shavuos HaPikadon needs a formula. That's what you would think. You would think if it needs a formula, you can't, in other words, you can't, there's a special language of the Shavuah, you can't play games, you have to be straightforward, use the language the Gemara says, and if you go outside of that gather, then it's not, if you go outside of that gather, then, yeah, so then, that's my question.
So that,
fine. So then maybe that's why you need Shem Hashem. I'm just leaving you with a kasha. We'll stop here. I don't have a teretz. What's the Ran's kasha? That if Shavuos Ha'edus needs Hashem's name, so does all Shavuos. The Chora, the Indian of Nemorim B'chol Lashon, where regular Neder and Shavuah does not need a pasuk, and Shavuos Ha'edus does need a pasuk. The Chora, the answer would be because it's a set. It's more formal. It's a more formal Shavuah. Not just whatever you want to say. It's a formal setting. It's a specific case. It has to have a specific amount of money at stake. So there's formality. So you might think one of the formalities is Hebrew. But if that's true, what's the Ran's kasha? Maybe one of the formalities that you need Shem Hashem.